our daytime shows are live and local. Vectis Radio, now on DAB.
In the studio this lunchtime today, we have Lady Ellingham. Morning, Lady Ellingham, or afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
So Lauren is in from White Workers.
Yeah.
But first of all, can we touch on, you know, silent discos?
If you want to, yes.
Because you do, that's what you do as well, isn't it?
I do that as well, yes.
So we put headphones on you today.
You have put headphones on me. I nearly started dancing.
How much fun is a silent disco then? Because I'm thinking everyone could be listening to different things.
Everyone listens to different things. You can have up to like 5 channels of different music, but I think sometimes that overwhelms people. So it's nice to have 2 or 3, and then you have one that's like a bit more housey, one that's like 80s, one that's I don't know, you could have 90s or pop music, and everyone's just dancing to on the same dance floor. And I think sometimes it's a good connection. So if you're dancing to something and singing it out loud, you look across the dance floor and someone looks back at you, and then you're singing the same song, you're doing it, you're like, yeah, you got good taste. And you have like a little moment with them, and then you're like, yeah, you're dancing to that song, and then it changes, or they change the channel, and then you're off to someone else. So yeah, it is really good fun.
So how do you communicate with each other apart from, like, you know, I take your headphones off? And
I do one ear, one off. Like, so one ear off, one ear on,
right,
and then you can still listen and talk, or you just take them off. And it's the only time you can have, like, you have a proper phone call on a dance floor,
yeah.
Really. But it's amazing when you take it off, the difference is, like, you know, it's. I remember the very first one I ever did, I think it was in Oceano in Southampton, it was the downstairs room, and it was weird because I'd never done one before, didn't know what it was about, just got asked to work it, and literally everyone was singing badly, and I didn't have the headphones on, and it was just like, what is this? It felt like I was in some weird, like community disco. I don't know, it was a weird vibe. Put the headphones on, and all of a sudden you're in it, and you're, yeah, singing along with it, and you're joining in with everybody, and then that's it. You're like, ah, I get it now. And I remember saying to the guys to work for now, Paul, I said to him, that's it, I'm in. I said, whatever you do, I want to be a part of it, because this is just fun.
Yeah,
and it is fun.
It sounds like fun.
It is fun.
I mean, I couldn't get my head around it before, because,
yep,
you know, working in pubs and clubs with a loud noise, so on,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about, oh, you haven't played my song yet, I'm going to go to another channel, hey?
No, yeah.
You don't have to knit right down the road to another club, do you?
No, that's... you can press the button and hopefully someone's got something that's going to keep you on, keep you there, keep you dancing, yeah.
Sounds like a whole load of fun, it really does.
It is cool. And it helps when you've got festivals and things like that can't do amplified sound after hours,
yeah,
but they want people to come in and have fun. So voice and singing, though it can get really loud and people can hear it, is not as disturbing as like the doof, doof, doof,
yeah, no,
sounds that come through from this, from having amplified sounds.
They're just voices that are shouting.
They're just voices singing. So, the funny thing about a silent disco, we said this the other day, when all the voices come together, it actually sounds good. Like, but if you're walking around within the people in the silent disco, then you hear the good and the bad ones, if you know what I mean.
Do they still do slow dances?
Normally the final songs, like sometimes when they're ending up, they'll do a slow song, or like I've heard Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
So if you're not snuggled into something, you go clunk their headphones.
Yeah, it would be clunky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be clunky.
All right, look, the reason why we got you,
yes,
in here today is because we obviously want to talk about White Workers.
Yep, yep.
And just give us a brief history, because you started this business back in March.
Yes. So it was from an idea in January. I started working out how I could create a website or something that people can use to find work, and also people that are looking for jobs to be done that they keep putting off, don't want to do, can't be bothered to do, could find somebody quite quickly to do it. And like, it's the smaller jobs that people, like bigger businesses and that, probably won't really make an effort to do, because they want to do bigger and better things. But there's people on the island looking for work and have got skills and things, you know, that they can do, and they were willing to do it. So I thought, I'll just see how it goes. I created White Workers, which is like a one-page website where you can post your job, all the details of it, where you are on the island, what your budget is, what they need to bring, and how, you know, any other details that you need. From that, I post it to a group of people that have joined White Workers. And when I first started it, I aimed to have 50 people sign up. That was my aim in my head, and I ended up getting over 150.
Wow.
And now through it, we've probably got about 100, like regular 135 people in the WhatsApp group, which obviously the jobs get posted to. I post the jobs out, and then from that, people apply in the group to do the job. I look at where they are, what their experience is, what their skills are, if it's people need licenses or DBS checks, if they've got that. And then from that, I go back to the customer and say, like, I've got this person, they can do it. You know, we work out what the best time is. They go out and do it. And then when they're happy, they pay me. When they're happy, I release the fees to the white worker. And it's been so far... We got, I think it's over 11 great reviews, like 5-star reviews on Facebook. Over 500 people now following the Facebook page, which is really, really, really good. I'd say we're coming up. It's not there yet. We're coming up to the 100th job soon. I'm going to be doing a countdown to that, I think.
Oh, brilliant!
Which is brilliant. Yeah.
So it's gone better than you thought it was going.
It has, yeah, I had the idea. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out, but yeah, no, it's working really well. I spoke about it last time I was on. The aim is to have a proper website where people can do it themselves, like talk to, like find each other themselves, without me being in the middle. Though I don't mind at the moment. You know, people quite like coming to me and having that point of contact.
Of course.
But the plan is for them to be able to just do it between themselves and, yeah, find the right people.
It sounds like, I mean, there's a little bit of work involved for you, because you've got to find out whether, you know, that the person is correct and right and got the correct checks in place and so on.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good. And I say, the whole thing sounds like, we said last time, it sounds like a brilliant idea, and I'm glad it's taken off. Yeah. But there has been some strange ones, hasn't there must be, you know.
Well, after we had the conversation, we got a cat flap.
you got someone to come in and fit a cat.
To fit a cat flap, and not just a normal one. It was through a wall, so it was like there was a cat flap on either side for two lovely cats out in Sandown. We ended up sending someone out to do that, and yeah, they've got their brand new cat flap, and all is good. So.
Excellent. So they're happy.
You mentioned it works.
Why not? What's the next thing that you want?
I'm trying to think what's up at the moment. We've got, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. We had wallpaper, like someone needed their house wallpaper, and you know those, like the annoying bit that goes up above your stairwell?
Yeah.
Someone needed that to be done.
Right.
So we sent somebody out to do that. And that was ticked off because they were quite poorly and they couldn't do it themselves, which was really nice. I've had some pet ones come through. So we've got somebody that feeds someone's dogs while they're at working, because they've just got a new job and they have to be at work at... if they're on a double shift, they can't get back at 5 o'clock to feed the dogs, and the dogs need feeding at 5 o'clock. Otherwise they get very annoyed. So we have one of our white workers goes in and does that for them, and then sometimes if they are going to be away for a longer time, they take them out for walks. And then we've also got, which is, I think, is quite cute, someone's going on holiday in August, and we're going to got someone looking after their guinea pigs for the time that they're away. So
how brilliant.
Yeah.
How brilliant that they could say, I mean, what's the name of that job? I'm a guinea pig looker after?
Guinea pig B&B?
I'm a guinea pig sitter?
Guinea pig sitter, yeah, I like that. But yeah, that's another one. I always go out of my head when I'm here. But also, some of the jobs that we've done, we've been helping a lady that's got a listed building, and obviously it's a lot of... You've got a lot more to think about when you're working on a listed build than you are with anything normal. And she's struggled with people coming in and not getting back to her. And she had a certain time frame she had to do things in to be able to get scaffolders and stuff like that in. So we've had a few white workers go out. One went back a couple of times just to help her painting a door. What else was there? There was some plastering that needed doing inside. We're looking at in the future doing... She's got a marine wall that needs I can't think of the word of it now. I say filling, but that's not the correct.
Right.
That's not the correct terminology in the trade. it's led to bigger jobs as well. So some people have done small jobs through white workers, but then obviously showed off their skills and they've come back and done other bigger things for people as well. So it's really helping. There's a few small businesses within white workers that like come in. There's obviously in the group that looking for work, and they've picked up other things off the back of it, which I feel is really helpful. Which also, when the website is built, it's something I want to work go on to having like a trade page where you can find traders yourself and see their portfolios and their reviews from other white work for people that use white workers.
All right, so cutting grass. I know these are in the commercial cutting grass.
Yep.
Things like that you'd never think of. Oh, I've bought something and I need it to put together a flat.
Garden furniture we've put together for a lady in Newport. Yep, that's happened. rattan set, which looked really nice.
Right.
but yeah, so if you've got any, I didn't do it myself. I nearly did it the other day. So I went over to my parents for when it was like the really hot weekend, the bank holiday.
Yeah.
And we got the spa out. I was like, oh, like, cause Dad was like, oh, I don't know if I want to get it out because like it's a bother. And I was like, oh, should we get a white worker in? He's like, oh no, I can do it now. But if you've got a hot tub that's sat there and the weather gets nice and you want it put up,
yeah,
get a white worker.
They'll come out
and do it. I ended up doing most of it.
Was it a struggle? Was it?
It wasn't. It's not. It's just the thought of it. I think is dragging everything out.
Oh,
and then
remembering
where all the parts are to put back together again because we'd lost bits and luckily we found them all. But I was in the hot tub by 10 o'clock that night. I think it got up to temperature.
Oh right.
Yeah, so it took a while.
You had to wait then.
Yeah.
And by then it was winter. All right. Okay. So I mean, there must be some other ones that you think. Right. Come on. We haven't had one of them yet. We haven't had something like. Have you had a shopper yet?
No. That would be a good one. Like a shopper. I think that would be good. Like I feel like something like when you've just got in and you've forgotten something and you can't get back to the shops because you've got kids asleep in bed and you've forgotten something for their packed lunch or something. Maybe posting a job to be able to pop down to, say I live in Cow, so pop down to Sainsbury's and drop it up to them so they've got it, you know, that would be a good one.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
And we've both, my wife and I both got small cars.
Yes.
Right, I've got a smart car.
Yep.
And she's got a car that's only got two seats in.
Right.
So whenever we think, oh, we're going to go and buy some furniture or we're going to, you know, but we can't wait like 2 weeks for it to deliver. I noticed that in one of the commercials, it says, you know, you can get someone to come and pick that up in a truck or a van or a car that's, you know, big enough to do.
Yep.
So we might be giving you a call in the next little bit.
100%. We just moved a massive wardrobe, actually. That happened last week. It was from a house in Sandown coming back to Newport. East Cow, sorry. And then they had to take it up in a lift. But they got it. We sent them out with a van and, got it in, got it there, got it put up. So, yeah.
How fabulous. What's the feedback from the people that are coming in and doing the jobs?
They're really happy to do it, like, for the work. Like, and they understand something, because obviously there's quite a big group of people. We haven't got the job flow yet for everyone to have done something. There's a lot of people that are still looking for work, but everyone's happy to be in the group, to be part of it as it's growing and as it's working. So they know that, you know, at some point there's going to be something that's going to come along and they're going to be able to do it. So, yeah, so everyone seems really happy, like buzzing off being part of it. And, you know, I always share, if they get feedback through the Facebook page, I always share it with them.
Yeah.
I'll send it back to them. I'll give them a screenshot and say, this came through, this is your feedback. And then, you know, it gives everybody
a
good feeling too. They'd be helping out. Yeah.
And the people that are obviously, that you know, they're happy and they give you that feedback and
yes.
so on. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always the point of call. So I always check in with them, tell them that they're on their way when the white worker's on their way, and just say, like, I'll be in touch, like, once they do it. So when the white worker said they finished the job, they've completed it, then I go just send them a quick message saying, like, just confirm you're happy with everything that's been done. And like, that's when they go, yeah, no, amazing, wonderful. Give them a little link to the Facebook group, and then people do like have been posting on there. We've got repeat customers. I think that's always good when people come back and say, I've got this now. So it's nice that people are coming to us as their go-to, which is
what
we want to do.
And simple things like, you know, if you were, you know, you just bought some kind of system that goes around the cameras around your house and so on, and you've got no idea how to fit it.
I wouldn't know how to do it, but I've got someone that can.
Yeah,
I've got a white worker that can.
So let's think of some other ideas that you might need a white worker, because I would imagine there's a lot of, I mean, when you want to set something up that's technical.
I think admin side as well. I've got a few people that are good with admin. So, like, you know, when it comes up to the tax year, we've obviously just done it now, but people, you know, they've got loads of boxes of receipts and things like that, and they want to do it. Some accountants now charge you quite a lot to put it all together, because obviously it takes their time. But if you've got a white worker, they could do that. If you've got any data or you've got something that you've got a load of information. I know what would be quite good, like, you know, maybe someone wants to sell, you've got a load of clothes you want to sell on Vinted, but you can't be bothered to sit there and list them and take the photos of them, or, you know, on eBay or whatever, any other site that you've got to load things up and do, you know, to do it. Maybe you could get a white worker to do it, because we've got people out there that are tech savvy that can, you know, will do it for you. Send them the pictures, they can create the thing and do it all for you. So that would be quite good. We haven't had anything that's like remote. It's always been in person at the moment. All the jobs are coming through have been in person. So it'd be quite nice to have some things. If people got, you know, you're bogged down with paperwork or things that you need to organise, or things online that you want to upload and things, then maybe someone could do that. Photos.
All right.
Like getting putting albums together, that could work. And
someone
like that.
Working on a website, maybe?
Someone working on a website, yep.
Creating some PDFs?
Yes.
I mean, all sorts.
Posters.
There's no limit here, is there?
No.
Limit. I mean, you know, we're talking cat flaps, so I mean, you know.
Cat packs and guinea pig sitting. So.
I mean, crikey, there is no. Anyone listening to this must have something where they can say, I know what we can do. It's so and so.
If you're thinking, if you're in your head, you're thinking, like, it's the things, like, when you're sat there and you think, I still haven't got around to doing that, or I can't be bothered. I really need that done, but I really can't be bothered to do it. That's when I want you to think in your head. Check out white workers. Yeah. Get a white worker.
Yeah.
You know, go on the website, post the job, and you know, there's no job. I think if it's a job too big, what we've end up doing is asking the white workers for a review. I've asked the white workers, who do you recommend? And then we've used that to recommend people for jobs that are too big for us. So I think someone wanted to move quite a lot of large, like it was like a double divan, triple wardrobes and that, and we just didn't have the person available with the van at the time. So it's like, but we recommended somebody from it.
Yeah.
So any job that you're thinking, I've got to get around to doing this, or I really want to do this, but I can't be bothered to do it. Get a white worker, and that's like go on to post it and let's see what we can do.
We should point out at this stage that you sounded like the lady on the advert.
Oh, did I?
But it's not you.
It's not me. No.
It's not you. Clearing out a loft. Has anybody cleared out a loft yet?
No, there not had that.
There you go. If there's anybody out there listening now thinking, I haven't been in the loft for years, I'm 20 years older than when we moved in, and I haven't been up there because I haven't been able to get up there.
Yep.
That is something perfect, isn't it?
Or a shed, garage.
Shed, garage.
Though sometimes you don't want to go through those. I think of my mum and dad's at the Portugal. That it's not great.
Right, it's a big job.
Yeah, it's a
could
big
be a couple
job.
Of days' work.
Could
there
be
you go.
A few days. Well, yeah.
I know that our loft is quite, you know.
Yeah.
But I would imagine lots of people's lofts are.
Yeah.
You know, and you think, yeah, just clear it out.
Yeah.
Clear out. Get a white worker.
Get a white worker.
See, we're creating our own commercials here, aren't we?
Now you're recording this.
Oh, yeah, it's recorded. Don't you worry. anything else you got to say? I know you're getting a website and so on.
Yeah, at the moment. So at the moment, I'm looking for fun. Right, going for funding for the website, because the website, as I say, I feel will take a lot of pressure off of me slowing it down. People will be able to deal with each other, and then obviously the other plan is obviously have businesses advertise through the white worker website with reviews, with photos, with before and afters, so people can really go have somewhere to go to find trusted, reliable people that have been reviewed that you can do. Because I know people go to Facebook pages, community pages, which are great, but then people get bombarded with like cool me this and this, and people have said that they've used that before, and then they've called people or they've asked and then it's not turned into anything. They've been ghosted, or people have quoted, or they've not turned up and things like that. So I feel like with white workers there'd be a review thing, so if people don't turn up, people will be able to review that. Yeah. And say that as well. So it'll be a very honest, very trustworthy based website where people that are advertising in there are genuine, you know, they're going to come and do your jobs and get it done for you.
Brilliant. How do we get hold of you?
Whiteworkers.co.uk is the website. And there's two ways to contact me. So if you want to become a white worker and be on the list and be in the group where we post the jobs to, about a third down the page, there's a little bar that you tap and it says become a white worker. There's an application form to fill out, which then gets vetted and we go through. And then once you're approved, you go into the WhatsApp group. That's one. And if you want to post a job, and you want to get a job done, you go to the website, and I've got it at the very top. It says post a job to white workers. You go in, there's a form to fill out where you literally put some contact details so I can get in contact with you, what the job is, where you're based on the island, what you want done, whether they need to bring their own tools or what you can provide for them, a budget, how much you've got you want to do it in. And what will happen is when you put your budget, the white workers will either accept the budget that set the price that you've sent, or they might counter it. It might be because they might know that there's a bit more technicality to what they need to do, so they might say instead of a job that was posted as 45, they might say 60 or something like that. Once I post it to the group, I go through all the people that have applied through their I've got all their details of what they are, so I match you with the right person, and then I get in contact with you, and then we organise when then to come and do it. And then obviously I'm on top of that what you pay, pay the price, and then once they've completed the job, I release it to the white worker when you're happy with the job. And yeah, and we've got 100% so far of
fantastic
happy customers, which is amazing. I'm so happy with. Yeah.
Oh, that's really pleasing. Yeah. That's good to hear. It's a good thing you're doing. It really is.
Thank you.
I have a show going tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Can I get a white worker to do that?
Possibly. There's a lot of characters in the group. So, yeah, 100%. I can post it out there and see what they say.
I am going to register.
Yes.
I am going to register later today and say, look, there'll be some shows coming up.
There'll be some.
At some point. That'll be great, wouldn't it? Training will be given.
Yes.
And so on.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's lovely to see you again. I'm glad it's going well. And
thank you.
I'm glad that it's just all coming together. And there's so many people that benefit from this as well.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, there's someone going to get a few quid in their pocket.
Yeah.
And there's someone that's going to get a job done that they were probably maybe too embarrassed to ask or struggling with or so
struggling
on.
With,
so
yeah,
everything's a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lauren. And we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much.